Just 2 years ago, the name Karolina Peak was known to few people outside the issue of playgrounds in Prague 1. Today, she's the keystone in the fractured coalition government. Last week, the 36-year-old deputy prime minister caused an upheaval in the government when she abandoned the junior coalition party Veci Verina, or Public Affairs, of which she has been a member since 2007, and took 8 of the party's MPs with her. The result of the split has been the departure of Public Affairs from government to the opposition and a waver-thin majority in parliament for the centre-right reform parties. That majority is based entirely on the newly emerging party around Ms. Peak, which at present can only be called the Public Affairs Defectors. Is it the start of a new political organization with long-term goals, or a quick fix intended to allow the government to ride out the next 2 years? That's the first question we put to Karolina Peak on Thursday. You've taken the first steps towards starting a new party. Is this going to be a long-term political organization, or is your main intention to ride out the next 2 years?
The idea to start a political party only just arose a week ago when I decided quite suddenly to leave Veci Verejné, and other people decided to join me. I would like to give a chance not just to me, but also those people to find a new platform and without joining another existing party, start a brand new party with a long-term prospect rather than just a two-year intention to go into the regional or Senate elections, but something long-term for sure.
So can you describe your plans at all for the long-term? How will the party differ from other center-right parties, and do you have a name?
We don't have a name yet. We're brainstorming over it currently. Briefly, it should be a liberal democratic party, and in many ways, actually, I would like to go back to what I joined politics with, together with Veci Verejné, a center-right party serving people, legible, without ultimatums, providing alternatives to the current big parties that I think in many ways have disappointed the electorate, and which gave a chance to new parties before. Unfortunately, Veci Verejné have disappointed people in many ways.
Where is the funding coming from?
Well, the funding will be a big task. First of all, we want to create our website where every crown which we will get will be easily trackable, and the donator can be tracked down to a particular person, because I know financing of political parties raises a lot of questions around Veci Verejné and other parties as well. So my colleague Lenka Andrisová is just now in the process of preparing a financing and sponsorship program for the new party.
Well, getting a vote of confidence tomorrow in Parliament is one thing. Are you indeed confident that afterwards your MPs will continue to support the government's reforms? And how will Public Affairs, having indicated that they will not support much of the government's program now, how does that affect the government's stability for the future?
I'm very much aware of the fact that it's not just tomorrow's vote of confidence that matters to this government. The majority will be smaller than what we had before, but I really do hope that it will be more reliable. And already next week, when the parliament session will continue, we will see how reliable it is and how united it is.
Have you spoken with the prime minister about ministerial posts? Will there be any changes?
No, not yet. We have to wait for the dust to settle down. And the first priority, of course, is putting in a new minister of education. This ministry has been without a minister for a while, and it's never good for the department to be without a leader.
And that minister will now come from your faction?
Right now, I don't see a reason why that should change, but of course, we will be talking to the Prime Minister about that, as well as any other possible changes which he might suggest. But he hasn't hinted anything like that to me so far.
That was Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Peak.